Father, we just pray this afternoon that you would anoint us. Father, anoint our ears, anoint our hearts, anoint our minds. Father, we come against any hindrance, we come against any interference or confusion. We ask for the Spirit of God to have preeminence today in this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless
you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Dalaygo ng Diyos.
If you have your Bibles, you might want to open them to Genesis.
Namoy Biblia, tong ablihon dito sa libro sa Genesis.
I want to pick up or start where I finished yesterday.
Gusto niya ang tapuson, katulong niya ang istoryahan gahapon.
And today I hope that I can be a little more specific concerning marriage.
Panagalaong siyang may tungod sa pagminyo, specific kayo din niya pag-aisgutan.
The first thing, one of the points that we established yesterday was that marriage is something that God created. It is not something that man or law has contrived or made. But it is something that God Himself created. Now the world has taken the aspect of marriage.
Apan ang kalibutan gikuha ang aspeto mahitungod sa kaminyon.
And they have twisted it.
Onya ilang gibaliktad kini.
They have perverted it.
Ilang giusab kini.
And made it something that God never intended it to be.
Gihimo nila nga dili subay sa pinaagi sa Dios.
So you have to get into your mind.
Usa kinahanglan imong hatagan og hunahuna kini.
That anything that the world says about marriage
nga ang bisan kinsa nga mosulti may tungod sa kaminyon
is not in the context of God.
Dili gayud kini subay sa patakaran sa Dios.
You cannot pattern your marriage, Christian marriage,
dili kini subay sa atong Kristohanon nga pagminyo,
or incorporate in Christian marriage,
or imong isubay ngadto sa Kristohanon nga kaminyon,
that the things that are in the marriage that God created.
Nga subay gayud sa kaminyon pinaagi sa Dios.
So therefore, the only source that we have with regards to information is what the Bible says about holy matrimony. Now, did you hear me? They give people's degrees, college degrees, university degrees,
mga kolehiyo, mga universidad nga mga degrees unsa pa dinha,
in order to make them marriage counselors.
Nga gihimo nila mga magtatambag mahitungod sa kaminyon.
Far as I am concerned, they've wasted time and money.
Apan ang ilang gihimo, ilang lang gi-wasted ang kwarta og mga panahon ini.
Because what they know isn't what the Bible says.
Ngunit kaya lang gisulti, wala man maisibo mahitungod sa Bible.
Now this is my perspective of marriage.
Mao kini ang iyang paglantaw mahitungod sa kamanyon.
But I also believe that it is God's perspective of marriage.
Nagatuo po siya nga mao po kini ang paglantaw sa kamanyon mahitungod sa Dios.
There is a certain position of behavior
That is
required of both the husband and the wife. And if a man wants to be a husband, he needs to study the Bible. Age doesn't make him marriable. Hello?
Hello?
Age has nothing to do with giving you the right to marriage. Hallelujah. What gives you the right to marriage is the will of God for you to be married. And only God has the ability to really tell you when that is. So if you're not working on a relationship with God, and you're not married, 9 times out of 10,
yeah,
that didn't sound Filipino.
Filipino kuno na nga.
You're going to make a mistake.
Sayop ka niya na.
Did you hear me?
Adugok po muna ko.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's important, first and foremost,
kinahanglan importante kayo una sa tanan,
that young people that are growing up to be married,
ang mga batanon nga gusto magminyo,
build a relationship with God.
Kinahanglan gyud nga aduna kay maayong relasyon sa Dios.
Now, if you married,
kung ikaw po minyo na,
and you were not aware of the principles of God,
ug wala nimo bantay ang mga prinsipyo sa Dios,
that's all the more reasons why you need to build a relationship with God.
Kinahanglan po nga mag-build up ka og relasyon diha sa Dios.
Because you're going to need much grace and mercy.
Tungod kay nakinahanglan ta og kaluoy og dogma sa Dios.
In the midst of the marriage that you did on your own.
Nga imo lang gitukod ang pagkaminyo sa imo lang kaugalingon.
And the thing I found about God,
og mo kini ang nakaplagan mahitungod sa Dios,
is that He is very merciful.
Ang atong Dios malinuyon kayo.
And He's very redemptive. So everything I'm saying about marriage applies to those who are not married, who are thinking about getting married in the Lord, and to those that are married and left the Lord out of it in the beginning. You don't go and get a new partner. What you have to do is build a relationship with God so that you come to a plateau of faith,
aron moato ikaw dito sa plateau sa pagtuo,
so that if your situation is in marriage is not the optimum,
ang imong kaminyon wala pagyo diha sa taas,
God can change it.
Ang Dios maayo gyud siya nga mausab ni ana.
Did you hear me?
Kadungog po muna ini.
But this takes a relationship with God. This takes time and effort, spending time with God.
Praise the Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There's also one thing here that I want to mention. When we were traveling back and forth across the world for so many years and into so many different countries, we found out that there is what they call traditional marriages. Now you were hoping I wouldn't bring that up, weren't you?
Oh, gusto niyang isulti kini, gusto ba niyo?
But I have to bring it up. Because it's a major factor in certain ethnic origins and countries. And a lot of times, that is applied wants to circumvent the will of God. Did you hear me?
Nakadungog mo ka na ako.
Now, I am not talking to you as a person
wala ko makikistorya ninyo isip po sa katao
who does not know what he's talking about.
Nga wala masayo sa yung bot isulti.
My first experience about in this area
ang una niyang experience may tungod ni ini
was many, many years ago.
Sa nang labing mga kadaghanang mga katuigan.
This is my first experience.
Morning, una niyang experience.
Thank God I had Brother Mark there.
Si Brother Mark.
But we were in Brother Mark. Yeah. He was with us. Me and him were traveling together.
Oh, nag-uban silang Brother Mark.
And we went to this little village in Africa.
Dito sila sa gamayang village sa Africa.
And there was a woman that came to us.
Doon ay isa kababae nga miadto kanila.
And she had married.
O bao kini babae nga naminyo.
She had conceived.
Onya nagmabdo.
And she was having trouble in her pregnancy.
Naglisod siya sa bayang pagpanganak.
And she came to us one day after some of the meetings that we had.
Niato si atong maong babae nga nagmabdo miadto kanila.
And for prayer.
Nga magpaampo siya.
And when she came in and we prayed for her,
unya sa diyang miato siya, unya nagampo siya.
If I'm remembering incorrectly, you correct me, right?
Oh.
So when she came into us, we prayed for her and nothing really happened.
Nagampo niya ang babae, unya wala kuno in hitabo.
And that really concerned me. So Brother Mark and I went down to prayer. And we were going to meet with her the next day. I got two of them mixed up. No, this is the one that did conceive. This was Inuyo. Inuyo. And there was the elders thing and all of that. You remember that? But I'm not going to touch the elders thing. I just want to talk about the marriage. Huh?
She was married.
She was married already. Yes. I don't know about the other one, but this one.
Yeah.
All right. So when we met with her and began to talk with her, we found out what the problem was. Now in Nigeria, in order to marry a woman,
kung buot silang magminyo dito sa kababae,
you have to pay a dowry.
Magbayad ka og dowry. Sabi ni saya ng dowry.
You know what a dowry is?
Okay, baka mag sa dowry, a bugay. Bugay day, bugay.
That you buy the wife.
Nga imong paliton ang asawa.
Do you have that here?
Naabari sa ato.
Huh?
Awi ha po sa here.
Yes, I thought you might. Yes, so they had to buy the wife.
Ilang paliton ang buhat nilang magsawa.
Not only that, but they have what they call traditional tribal marriages.
Dili pa lang inana kundi dili na pa sila traditional gyud nga kaminyon.
Now why am I talking about this?
Ano mang isulti man niya kanato dili?
Huh? Why am I talking about this?
Anong istorya man niya dili?
Because it's here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we were teaching the people about God and about righteousness. And a lot of what was going on in the tribal marriages was witchcraft. And that was going directly against the principles of righteousness that we were teaching.
Nga wala mahitubay gyud sa pagkamatarong nga atong gisgutan dinhi.
So they were in a conflict.
Konflikto gyud kayo nang pagtulon-an.
As they became Christians,
and
they became aware of the requirement of God, they had to begin to say no to the tribal marriages.
Hallelujah.
Because we were telling them that the real marriage, the holy matrimony marriage,
tungod kay kami nagasulti kanina ang tinuod nga Balaan o kanang insekto nga kaminyol
is under the auspices of the Holy Spirit.
Naagyod pinaagi subay sa balaang espiritu.
And in the authority that is given to the church.
Usa ka awtoridad sa gihatag ngadto sa simbahan.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, they were kind of living in a lot of those areas with one foot in the camp of the tribal traditions
and
the other foot in the camp of the church.
Oh, mao na yung gingon dito sa mao nga simbahan. Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. I think that's a problem here, you know.
Una siya problema po din na diri sa ato.
I don't think it's a little problem. I think it's a very big problem.
Dako dai nang problema dinhi po sa ato.
Hallelujah. And you need to be aware.
Okay, nahanglan ato nimo bantayan.
That God wants to give you the strength and the power.
Nga ang gusto sa Ginoo hatagan mo kusog og gahom
to break this spiritual bondage.
Aron kining mga gapos, mga buhak.
So hallelujah, here we were in this African town talking with this couple. Now, one of the problems that then, this was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 1989, I can always count on him. Hallelujah. January. We had not been there teaching for a very long time.
Oh, wala pa dai sila kadiato nya ilang natudloan.
And at that time, the economy of Nigeria was very low, very depressed.
Ang ekonomiya,
no jobs.
Ekonomiya sa Nigeria
diay
ato panahon na ubos kayo.
So if you wanted to marry, you had a problem.
Kung gusto ka mag-mini, o problema
yun. Because if you weren't married, you wanted to get married, you have a job.
Kinahanglan
and if you didn't have a job,
trabaho.
You wouldn't be getting married because you wouldn't be able to pay the dowry.
Oh, kung wala kay trabaho, dawa kay kwarta, di ka kabayad sa dowry or bugay.
Well, this couple thought they could bargain with God.
Kini nga mag-asawa, mao ni gitawag og bargain sa Dios.
Have you ever bargained with God?
Oh, nag-bargain ba dapat tayo sa Ginoo?
God, if you do this, I'll do this.
Oh, kung Ginoo, kung imong buhaton ni, mao po niya akong buhaton.
It doesn't work.
Oh, dili na, pwede, dili na. Ayo.
God's not interested in a partnership with you.
Ang Dios, dili kayo interesado nga.
Did you hear me?
Makadawag ba mo niya?
God is not interested in a democratic environment.
Dili siya interesado sa democratic na mga environment.
Did you know that God is theocratic?
Ebalo ba mo ang Dios theocratic?
It's God.
Ang Dios, Dios, Dios kina siya.
Now I'll give it to you in the scripture.
Oh, atagan siya.
Love the Lord thy God
igugma ang Dios nga imong
with all of thy strength
sa tibok nimong kusog
with all of your heart
sa tibok nimong kasing-kasing
with all of your mind
sa tibok nimong panghuna-huna.
Does that mean sometime?
Oh, usahay ra ba nimo na buhaton?
Does it mean when you feel like it?
Maguna-una ka nga
bura imong buhaton? Does it mean when it's convenient?
Nga bura.
No. It means all the time.
Kinahang niyo sa tanang panahon.
It's God. It's God.
Ang Dios mao gina siya Dios.
So God doesn't want a socialistic, democratic type of government.
Oh, dili socialistic, democratic, or unsa pa nga tipo sa panggobyerno.
Sometimes we think we're the government.
Usahay maguna-una ta nga kita mao ang tinuod nga gobyerno.
Of majority.
Sa majority gyud nato.
Huh? Yes, we do.
Oh, ay balo ta na.
I wonder if you can translate this. It's me.
Ako.
Myself.
Akong gagalingon.
And I.
O ako. Tulo.
Huh? And here's God. That's 3-1.
Oh, mo ang Dios.
Huh? We think that we're the majority of the position or place of the government of God.
And
if you don't think I'm not talking about marriage, you're mistaken, because I am. Most of us go into marriage with the wrong concept.
So,
here was this young lady and this young man. And my brother here, being a nurse, had already diagnosed her. I think it's a blessing, brother. Because I know the end of the story. Now, what she said that she had physically was a tubal pregnancy. The fetus or the was not in the womb, but it was in the fallopian tube.
Ah, wala dia isa desquad ito sa tubo na tubo. Ectopic pregnancy.
Have you heard of it before?
Yeah. Ectopic pregnancy.
There you go. That's what he diagnosed it as. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now what are the circumstances, Mark, concerning that?
You're gonna die.
Oh,
mamatay gyud ang babae dai atong ectopic.
Have you ever heard of one where somebody had an operation and put the thing back in the womb?
No.
You want to translate?
Yes.
What I just said. I asked him a question. You need to translate it.
Have you
ever heard
a doctor takes it out of the fallopian tube and puts it in the womb?
Nakadungog ba tubig na ibalhin sa womb sa operasyon. Wala pag na.
Maybe now with the technology they have. No, he says no.
Wala pa na.
Anyway, maybe now, but then it was absolutely impossible. The woman was going to die.
Oh, imposible gyud na mo na nga ang babae mamatay gito sa iyang sitwasyon ngayon na to.
Well, we began to talk with her.
Nagsugod sila pag-istorya sa mga babae.
What we found out was that they were Christian before they got married. But they didn't want the tribal marriage. They didn't want the occult overshadowing and the things that were being done in that marriage. And by the way, when a couple is married in the tribal situation, what you are doing is I wonder if you'd understand it. You are saying, I pledge allegiance to the tribe.
Ang imo diyang allegiance ato dito sa tribo.
That means the offspring that you bring up,
ang mga anak nga imo
or bring forth,
imo nang dadon,
the tribal situation has jurisdiction over those children.
O ang tribo diay na ay katungod ni atong imong mga anak.
Oh.
What's that? I didn't understand.
Custody.
Yes.
Under custody of
but
the
tribe. But it's spiritual custody.
Yeah, spiritual.
It's a spiritual custody that oftentimes can be worked in the natural arena. Now, am I really talking something you don't know?
Nagistorya ba siya sa mga butang wala na to masayre?
Are you familiar with some of this?
Familiar ba ta sa ubang ngayong istorya?
Hallelujah! I know that you are.
Hallelujah!
You're just afraid of it.
Adlok lang kuno ta.
You're afraid of it.
Adlok lang kuno ta.
Because there's spirits behind it.
Tungod kay na ay mga espiritu nga nag mugnanini.
Now I'm going to jump off of this just a minute, but I'm going to come back to it.
Oh, mo ambak lang sa gamay niya, balik na po.
You know, it is really no problem for us to come and tell you there is a God.
Dili ba problema nato nga kung naay mistorya nga naa gyud Dios?
And you don't have any problem believing it. Because you've grown up under the influence of many gods. The problem is, you want to know if the God I served is greater than the gods you know about in the arena that you live. Hallelujah! Isn't that true?
Natural ba na?
I mean, there's consequences to you if you reject just this God over here and you take this God over here. There's consequences. Because what you're doing is you're poking that God in the eye. And he's going to come after you to try to get you to change your mind. Can you say amen?
Amen ba?
Or maybe it's not true. All right, jumping back, we found out they did not want the tribal marriage. So they bargained with the father. Well, really, they were using God and father to bargain together. The father insisted on a dowry. They negotiated and came up with a price.
Hallelujah.
But the man did not have a job. They got married. She conceived. But the dowry had not yet been paid. Now, what do you think happened? You think the father said, "Oh well, I understand your circumstances. That's alright. Just whenever you can make up the difference and give me what you said you were going to give me." Do you think he did that? Come on, do you think he did it? Huh? No, absolutely not. He didn't do it. And they knew, he knew that they couldn't pay. So, what do you think he did? He went to the witch doctor. He went to the witch doctor. Told him what the situation was. And the witch doctor sent a spirit after the couple to take the baby, which would have been the first fruits or the blessing of the marriage, in lieu of the dowry. You don't believe me? Oh, you do too. You know you do. Huh? So here comes Brother Mark and Brother Bert. We come into this situation. God gives us information and gives us wisdom. We pray. We rebuke this spirit that has come. We rebuked it. The couple repented of their position and their operation of submitting to this spirit of the man that was being made on them. We prayed and we left. Many months later, I got a letter from the sister that we prayed for. And she said, "I wanted to wait until I had visible, viable proof
nga ako gyung makita tataw gyud kayo ang mga prueba niini
of the power of God over sin
ang gahom sa Dios
and the power of hell
sa tala og sa impierno.
She says, I have a healthy baby girl.
Na ako no siya'y himsog nga batang babae.
And we named her Victory.
Og ilang ginganlan kini og madaogon.
We're talking about God involved in marriage. We're talking about the position, the place, and the responsibility that we have with regards to God and to each other.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are you sleepy? Are you sure you're not sleepy?
No.
Are you sure?
Well,
some of you look like you're about ready to drop off to sleep. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know. If you get sleepy, just stand up and stretch. Or stand up and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. That was the one where we met. I told you I was not going to go into the elders this way. That was the one we met with the elders. Hallelujah. I might also say that in that respect, God used that situation to uncover another situation in the church. And at the time, God took care of both situations.
Oh, ang Dios lang
amen.
Control sa mga
right.
Situation.
I want you to turn with me to Genesis, yes.
Ato sa Genesis.
Did you? You know, I was just wondering whatever became of her. She would be what, 18, 19? Huh? 21. My goodness. That was 21 years ago. Do you know what was her African name? Huh? Yes, and it means victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right, let us turn into Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis capítulo 1.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness.
Dinhi sa bersikulo 26 atong buhaton ang tao sama sa atong panagway.
Hallelujah. So in the beginning, God had a desire to make man in his own likeness and his image.
Sa sinugdan Dios mao'y tinguha sa Dios nga imuon ang tao sama sa iyang panagway.
He not only wanted image. Hallelujah.
Umoni iyang larawan o panagway.
The external representation of God.
Right? Niya sa kinasuluran sa Dios mao'y ang ihilukway nini.
But also he wanted him in his likeness.
Gusto gyud siya nga ang tao himuon sama sa iyang panagway.
Right? He wanted not only the external image, but he also wanted the internal representation or likeness of God.
Dili lamang sa gawas nga panagway sa Dios, kundili gusto po niya ang iyang kinasuluran makita po diha sa atong tao.
So that there's no mistake when the Bible uses the term likeness.
Wala gyud sayop nga gingon sa Biblia nga nagingon siya nga sama siya sa panagway.
What it means is to be like God.
Sama gayud sa Dios.
That's not a little bit like God.
Dili na gamay lang sama sa Dios.
That's not just like half like God.
Dili na katunga lang sama sa Dios.
But to be exactly like God,
apan insakto gyud nga sama sa Dios.
except in the position or the place of who God is in the aspect of his totality. God is over everything.
Dili sama sa iyang posisyon gyud nga ang Dios mao gyud nag-control sa tanan nga mga butang.
As your head is over your body,
ang atong own babaw sa atong lawas,
and your body is in subjection to your head,
and dili sa atong ulo,
so is it in the aspect of the likeness that God has made,
mao kana paghimo sa tao sa Dios,
that we are to be like God because we are to be subjected to God.
Alright.
The key or the thing that makes it possible, the key or the thing that makes it possible is in the word submission.
Nga ang pulong submission isubmitar na to.
Hello.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you notice all of this, all of these principles?
Kini nga tanan nga prinsipyo
is so far pertinent to the whole.
Mao ni gihimo sa kinatibuk ang gayud.
Ha? Let's read it again. Let us make man in our image, our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and all the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth.
Atong himuon ang tao sama sa itong panagway, o niya siya ay mag-god sa mga isda, sa mga langgam, sa tanang mananap, nga niya sa tibuok kalibutan.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. And there was a commission given to him.
Og naay commission nga gihatag kadto kaniya.
Oh no, I want to read verse 27. So God created man in his own image.
Busa mo kini paghimo sa Dios.
So how did he create him? He created him in his own image, but also there was something else there. He created him male
and female.
Right?
Babae ug lalaki.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
Do you think God made a mistake?
No.
And then he came back later and changed it?
Is that
maybe what you think?
Huh?
So, if God, in the beginning, God created them, male and female,
then everything
that God is saying about them that He created is pertinent to both of the attributes that He made. Now, I need you to understand that. The commission that God gave to them. This is not you or me, this is them.
Or
you could just as well say us. Huh? The commission that God made in the beginning.
Ang sugo nga gihimo sa Dios sa sinugdanan.
When God spoke it,
sa dihang gistorya ang Dios niini,
it was intended for both parties because He was addressing them as one.
Gihatag kini ngadto sa tanan tungod kay usa ra gayud ang iyang sugo.
Let that sink in a minute. You know, one of the reasons why they have the dowry. Because they really don't look at the woman as something that is on a level or a platform with men. You have to buy it. It's like you go and buy a car. You go and buy a house.
Oh,
you go and buy a piece of land.
Palito giyota.
That piece of land, that car, that house, that's yours.
Oh, ihatag na niya ko.
And you end up not with a wife, but what you end up with is a right to possess.
Ang imong masabtan niya na ang anak ay katungod nga imo nang maangkon ang babae kung makabayad na ka sa maong bugay.
Are you following me?
Nagsunod mo na ako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we need to understand, we men need to understand the spirit that we are having to deal with.
Kita mga lalaki kinahanglan nga masabtan nato ang usa ka espiritu nga atong gidil ini.
Because I don't care what culture you come out of.
Tungod kay wala siya mag unsa pa man kung unsa ka kultura
or what your ethnic origin is.
O unsa ang atong mga kagikanan?
The spirit that brings division and competition.
Ang espiritu nga nagdaog division
o competition is the same everywhere. It's a spirit, and it works contrary to holy matrimony. Now, you might be one of the most loving husbands, careful, considerate, but unless you are aware of the spiritual environment that you are working under, you will not overcome this spirit. You have to know what it is that you have to fight. And then you have to go after it and kill it. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I'm going to tell on myself now. Me and my wife, we have a very good relationship. We love each other dearly. But sometimes I just wish that she would think like a man. Because I just can't get a hold of the way she thinks. I can't. And I can't do it because I'm not a woman. And you know, sometimes she becomes so frustrated with me. I didn't say angry. Just frustrated. Like you're trying to get something like a thread in a needle and you can't get it there. And you just want to throw the thing down and come back to it later. Because she would that, I would think more like a woman. But I can't. Because I'm a man.
And
I think different. A woman thinks different.
Hallelujah.
Now that doesn't mean that there isn't a mediator. And that mediator is called Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. I want to let you in on a secret.
Oh, istoryahan.
You wanna hear a secret? Can you keep a secret? I found out that the Holy Spirit can be a mediator between me and my wife. And do you know he can do a whole lot better job of it than I can? In fact, when I tried to mediate my own set of circumstances, I just dig my hole deeper and deeper. Hallelujah. But what I can do,
Ang iyang kunong mabuhat niini.
And what my wife can do.
Ang iyang asawa nga mabuhat pod.
She can go to God.
Makaato siya sa Dios.
And she can say, God.
Og mingon siya, Dios.
You gave me this man.
Ikaw naghatag niining tawhana.
You knew how stubborn he would be.
Nga siya gahi gyogolo.
You knew how hard-headed he could be. You knew how hard-headed he is. But I believe that you are able to talk to him. So will you please go and talk to him? Huh? And a couple of days later, maybe a week later, maybe a month later, who knows how long, God will walk up to me and tap me on the shoulder. And he will say, do you remember that little incident over there? He said, you were wrong. You need to repent. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I gotta go back.
Mubalik siya.
I gotta humble myself.
Magpaubos.
And I have to apologize to my wife for my insensitive and my hard-headedness. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
But it really isn't just one-sided, you understand. It works on both sides of the fence. And hopefully, in the midst of that confrontation, something is getting into this hard head. Something is being created within this hard heart. Hallelujah! Can you say amen?
Hallelujah!
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 So here we are in the garden with the original creation. Now, there was a commission that was given to them. This was all before the major earthquake. Yeah, the separation of male and female earthquake. This is all before they were commissioned by God. Hallelujah. He blessed them. You know, we went into this yesterday about the blessing of God. I would really encourage you that weren't here yesterday to get the tape of the meeting and listen to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he created him. And he blessed them. That means he empowered.
Gibuhat sila onya, gipanalanginan sila.
To bless,
kitagaan og tagahom.
Equals. Is that right? Huh? Empowered, EM. Is that right? My spelling's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. It means he empowered. Now when you empower somebody, it means that you give them the strength to do what is required. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. So here he Hallelujah. Blessed them. He imparted something of himself to them. So that we might have it in context, keep your finger there in Genesis. Turn with me over into John. The Apostle John, chapter number 1.
Sa John chapter 1. Balik ito, big.
Isn't it very... John chapter 1.
Juan kapitulo 1.
I'll just put that right here as a reference.
Juan kapitulo 1.
Chapter 1. Hallelujah. It would be good for you to go home and read the whole chapter of chapter 1 of John.
Inigabot ninyo sa inyo sa balay inyong basahon ang tibuok nga kasulatan sa kapitulo 1 sa Juan.
But so that we know the context, we're talking about the Word of God coming and creating an environment that brings forth life and light.
Nakisgot nini, may tungod sa environment nga gibuhat sa Dios.
That's important.
Importante ni kayo.
John chapter 1, verse 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, talk about the power of God that comes to bring forth light and life.
Ang kapitulo 1 sa Juan.
Why is that important?
Anong importante man?
Because it brings you back to Genesis chapter 1.
Tungod kay makahisgot kanini, may tungod usab sa Genesis kapitulo 1.
And in the aspect of what it was that God created. He created life. He created light.
Gibuk na niya ang kahayag.
And in the latter part of that chapter, He created life. Hallelujah. So, John is really quoting from Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The scripture defines itself. It also brings us to this thing called the tabernacle. Hello? They had what they called the lampstand.
Oh, na di ang lampstand.
Right? That was right. I'm right, right? Lampstand, not candlestick, not... All right, lampstand. Hallelujah. And the lampstand...
Og ang lampstand...
Huh? Was the source of light in the Holy of Holies. I mean, the holy place.
Ang source may tungod sa kahayag.
And the light gave you the ability to minister at the table of showbread.
Dadya ang lamisa po sa pagkaon ng mautong...
Which is the feeding on Christ, which is the life that you get.
Mautong yatag ni Kristo nga ato po nabatunan karon.
Are you there?
Apo pa mo diya.
So, Genesis chapter 1, John chapter 1, and the tabernacle, all agree that we are talking about the same thing. So here we are, John chapter 1. Let us go down here to verse 12.
Versículo 12.
As many as received him, to them.
Sa tanan ng aming dawat kaniya, sila gihatagan.
I like that, them. Huh?
Oh, katong sila.
Now, he's talking about you, in a multiplicity of people. Huh?
Oh, nag-iskot lang na siya, tanan na to.
That them is the same them.
Kanang sila diha, maura na kita, kana sila.
Do you understand? It's not the object. It's the point or the purpose. You see, there is the fact of what he created was created for a purpose. Let me tell you something. God could have created something else. He could have created anything he wanted to create.
And
it would have, could have been the focal point or the position of purpose. It was the purpose or that mantle that God put on them that made them special.
Usa ka tuyo sa Dios nga kinigyo gihimo niya nga special gyud nga paghimo sa Dios.
That means if you don't have the purpose,
Kobot pa sabot kung wala ang katuyuan.
There is really nothing special about you.
Dili ka espesyal nga to kaniya.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Apo mo diha?
I think you're going to sleep.
Ano matog nga siguro mo diha?
I think you're going to sleep. You're either going to sleep.
Kasi nga to mo diha. Pag mata na mo.
Are you passing out?
Oh, gusto na mo magawas tingali diha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I know that it's hot in here. I know that.
Okay, balo siya nga.
But like Brother Mark said, it's not as hot as it could be if we were in India.
Oh, pero kining kainit nga niya din dili sama dito sa kainit sa India.
I remember one place we were in, it was 116 degrees.
Yan ay dumduman katong 116 degrees nga kainit.
And humid.
Unya humid pagyot.
Hallelujah. And the people were hungry for God.
Ang mga tao,
we weren't there an hour. We weren't there 2 hours. We weren't there 3 hours. We were there over 4 hours.
Dito sila upat ka mga oras.
There was a time we went into Lagos, Nigeria. We had a meeting.
Doon sila meeting dito sa Nigeria.
The meeting itself lasted for 3.5 hours, just the meeting. Now, I want to tell you that we had just got off a plane.
All right, you got it.
We had just got off of a plane coming from England. We went into this meeting under the anointing of God 3.5 hours. And then the brother said, is there anyone in the congregation that wants to be prayed for? There was 1,000 people in that room. I swear to you, about 800 of them got up to come to the altar. And there were only 12 of us. You do the math. When we walked out of that place, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. We need some spiritual energy. So here John is saying, verse 12, but as many of them, did you hear me?
Upon
that received him, to them, you know, he could have said to you, he could have said as many that receive him, to them, to him or her. But he said them. Frank, isn't this great? Isn't it great? Oh my goodness.
Amen.
To them gave he what?
Alam kanila gitagaan sila kahom.
Power to call, to do what?
Kahom nga mahimo unsa mahimo?
To become.
Aron mahimo.
Hallelujah. To become sons.
Nga mahimo mga anak sa Dios.
John chapter 1
Hallelujah.
Verse 12.
John capitolo 1 versículo 12.
Now, we're still in the elementary stage of development. We haven't got beyond the embryo.
Wala pa ta mga makato dito sa.
God is so good. My God, he's good.
Ayo good ang Dios. Hallelujah.
Don't you love him, brother?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you love God?
Come
on. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So here we are. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In this place, and there was a commission that was given to them. Let us turn back. Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 1.
Balik na po tayo sa Genesis
kapitulo 1. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
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 He said that he blessed them. That means he gave them power.
Nagingon siya nga iya silang ipanalanginan, meaning naghatag siya gahom.
Now, if I'm not mistaken,
og wala ko masayop,
that word power in John,
kining may tungod sa gahom nga naa na istorya diya sa Juan,
is the Greek word dunamis.
Nga ang Grego niini dunamis.
I'm sorry? Exousia. Okay, I want to see, the right to become. All right. I don't know how to spell it, but I'm not Martin. E S. All right. E S. S I A. That's the Greek word. Well, and we know from Martin's teaching that X means out.
Martin.
Yes, but that's Greek. It means out. There is something that came out. It means out power.
Right?
Isn't that what it means? Out power? Power that comes out from something to do something. Hallelujah! This is what it means when it says He blessed them and He told them to be fruitful.
Huh?
Fruitful. Right? He told them, hallelujah, multiply, right?
Panganak, kamog daghan.
Is that right?
Multiply.
T-I-P-L-Y. T-I-P-L-Y.
T.
Oh, anyway, three. And he told them to...
Okay, nan pa sila.
Huh? Replenish
sila magbuot,
right?
Lukpo nila.
Hallelujah. And number four, to subdue.
Og ilang po yan.
Hallelujah. All of which you can categorize with John chapter 1 as sonship.
Oh, mo nay gingon sa John chapter 1 nga mahimong anak sa Dios.
Did you hear me?
Adunggo ko mo diha.
So, what was it that God desired in the very beginning?
O sa may tinguha sa Dios sa sinugdanang pagyot.
He wanted a son.
Gusto gyud siya anak.
How many of you have sons?
Kita ba ninyo nga nay anak nga lalaki?
Well, I have many sons.
Daghan ko nusyag mga anak nga lalaki.
But I only have one firstborn.
Apan usara siya ay unag yung anak.
And my desire for my firstborn,
ang iyag yung kunong gitinguha sa kamagwangan anak,
was that he would be like me.
Na gusto niya nga sama kaniya.
I wanted my firstborn to be like me.
Gusto niya ang kamagwangan anak niya nga sama kaniya.
There are certain things that I like.
Mga ubang butang gusto niya.
I wanted him to like those things.
Gusto po na ko nga iya pong magustuhan.
There's some things I didn't like.
Ang mga butang
I wanted him not to want those things.
Gusto po na ko nga dire niya po hatun.
So I involved him in everything that I like.
Ako siyang involved sa mga butang nga gusto na ko.
And was structuring him to be like me.
Nga gusto niya ang iyang kamagwangan nga sama po niya.
Well, at that time, I was a carpenter. And I was in building for many, many years, 21 years as a contractor.
Oh, panday dini sa kwan mga construction.
And because I wanted my son to be a carpenter,
tungod kay gusto po nako nga akong anak mahimong panday,
I took him to work with me. I am involving him in the thing that I am doing in order to create something in him that would like carpentry.
Ako kisang uban-uban aron may sama na ko siya nga usa ka panday.
You know, but down the road somewhere,
apan diha sa kadalan,
he started to grow up.
Nagsugod siya og tubo.
And I got a revelation.
Og naa siya gipadayag.
There were things that made him different from me.
Naay mga butang nga diferente sa gyud siya kaysa ako.
And one of the things that made him different from me was that he didn't want to be a carpenter. He wanted to be a mechanic. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I found out that I had to release my son to be what he wanted to be. Praise the Lord. But in God's economy, it doesn't quite work that way. Because when we are born, there is something of an endowment that God gave to humanity that is given to us.
Naay gihatag sa Dios sa atong pagkatao nga naay katuyuan yuta niini.
You know, when man fell, hallelujah.
Dadihang ang tao nakasala.
When man fell, when man sinned and fell,
dadihang ang tao nakasala
and wound up in hell.
Oh, niato ito sa impierno.
God had to do something.
Ang Dios aduna gyoy paagi
to prevent man from being left without hope.
Nga maghatag sa
pagtaom
ngato sa tao.
The reason why you have the ability,
ang rason nga aduna tay mga abilidad,
to turn to God when the opportunity is given to you,
nga makabalik ta sa Dios sa oportunidad nga gihatag niya karon.
There is an endowment that God gave to humanity in Adam.
Tungod kay dunay gihatag ang Dios nga endowment dinhi nato gikan pa kang Adan.
That endowment is found in Genesis.
Kanang endowment na isgot din
when it says that God breathed on man,
ang Dios gitagad makabuhi kag ginhawa sa tao.
And man became a living soul.
Og ang tao nahimong adunay kinabuhi.
That living soul,
og kanang kinabuhi,
right, has a consciousness
adunay panghunahuna
of God.
Diha sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Dalaygo ng Dios.
It means that there is something in man that gives him the ability to believe in a God.
Nagihatag sa Dios nga tustaw nga makatuo siya nga dunay Dios.
That's why you have so many gods. You have a God for the wind, a God for the fire, a God for the stone, a God for the tree.
Huh?
You got a God for prosperity. You got a God for marriage. You got a God for children. You have all of these gods. Why is it that there is something in man that desires or wants a God?
Hallelujah.
Because there is an endowment that God gave to Adam in the beginning that gives you and I God consciousness. Now that God consciousness will point you or lead you back to God. That God consciousness in itself,
huh,
cannot save you. It takes you meeting God personally and accepting Him as your God to give you what the Bible calls salvation.
Hallelujah.
Now, what salvation is, is a ticket.
Usa kini ka ticket.
Hallelujah.
It's a ticket.
Usa kini ka ticket.
It's not the destination, my people.
Dili kuno na destinasyon.
There are some theologies that say when you've got the ticket, you've got the destination. Hallelujah. I got a ticket, but my ticket needs to take off. And my ticket will travel or take me out of hell into the garden or heaven. Hallelujah. But I have to make the trip. So you have an endowment. Now, the reason why God gives you that endowment and brings you back to a position of salvation is so that you might be able to fulfill the calling in the election. Now, I am talking about marriage, but I'm also talking about the church and how it works. The church works in the same capacity, in the same manner, bringing forth the same purpose as is the marriage of the people in the church are supposed to be producing on that level.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me? I haven't lost you somewhere down here, have I? So the commission came to them.
Ang sugo mitungha ngadto kanila.
Huh? So ladies, you have a responsibility.
Mga babae, namoy mga responsibilidad.
And your responsibility individually, as it is pertinent to you, is just as big, just as great, just as hard as the responsibility that is given to the man.
Wala ang inyong responsibilidad nga
Bible says,
nga ang Dios justice na siya matuyang gisip.
Bible says,
ang Biblia nagingon,
that each and every one of us must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. What salvation are we talking about? Are we talking about going to heaven? Are we talking about accomplishing the purpose of God? Now there's a thought here I want to touch.
Gusto niyang yang istoryahan.
I don't know where to put it. All right. Sometimes,
usahay ko,
we are involved. How do I do this? Huh? We are involved in a marriage.
Atas kami niyon.
Huh? We are involved in a marriage that is not equal. And I'm looking at it from a spiritual side. Hallelujah. In this particular, let's say that the female is particularly strong in the Lord. And the male is not. Or let's say the male is strong in the Lord. Okay, and the female is down here somewhere.
Huh?
Hallelujah. Does that change the purpose? Could I say, does it mean that the one that is stronger should look down on the one that is weaker?
Nga abot ipasabot katong na ay ligon nga pagsalig sa Ginoo iyang daunon ang dili ligon.
Huh? You know where I'm going?
Sabot mo sa iyang isulti.
It says, he that is strong,
siya nga ligon,
let him do what? bear the infirmities. Is that right? I'm using the right word, right? Infirmities. Let him bear the infirmities of the weak. Come on. That eliminates the position of criticism. That eliminates the position of criticism. That eliminates the position of superiority. I'm better than you are. I'm more spiritual than you are. I got a bum deal in the whole situation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says, so it doesn't diminish, the position of responsibility. Let's say that, we have a situation here. Where the woman, the wife, is not even in the picture. She's out here in the world somewhere. Or the man is not in the picture. You raise your eyebrows, brother, but that's the way some people look at it.
Oh.
Yes. Out there in the world, you know, I'm Christian, he's devil. the woman is the same, is in the same position, the same place. Huh? She's Christian, he's out there in the world under the auspices of the devil.
Oh, nah, deha, dito siya na puse sa demonyo.
Do the principles of God still apply to him or her that is under the authority of the Holy Ghost?
It has to.
Hallelujah. So the calling, the election, the calling in the election still is working in this environment.
Ang tinawag nga pinili naga gihapon dinhi naga hisgot gihapon dinha.
And God will move in either of those situations to accomplish the desired goal and to bring forth what it was He commanded them. He commanded them to be fruitful.
Nagapanlihok gihapon ang gahom sa Dios nga gihisgotan din ang kinahanglan magmabungahon gyud sila.
Have you ever heard of the fruit of the Spirit?
Nakadungog ba mo sa bunga sa Espiritu Santo?
Ha? What are some of the fruits of the Spirit?
Otaman ang ubang bunga sa Espiritu Santo.
Love, joy, peace,
kalipay, malinaw.
Do you think in any of these situations or scenarios that those things can be working? Not only can they be working, but it will also bring a position or a place or the ability to believe or faith.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we need to change our thinking about God. Not, oh my, there he goes again, or oh my, there she goes again. Huh? Hallelujah. But looking to God, who is the what? Author and the finisher. The author, I don't think I spelled that one right, but that's all right. Author. How do you spell it?
A-U-T-H.
See, I need body help. All right. A-U-T-H-O-R. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that God takes...
Ang Biblia naging on?
The Bible says that God takes the foolishness, the foolish things.
Biblia naging on, nagihimo ang binuang mga butang.
God takes the foolish things to confound the wisdom of the wise.
Nagihimo ang mga binuang mga butang aron ba himo nga mangialamon.
In many respects, I have no inflated idea of who I am. I'm one of the foolish things. Hallelujah. So God began this plan, this thing that He calls marriage, with for a reason, and He has a goal to accomplish.
Na siya'y goal nga iya gining tumanon, gining iyang gingon din sa sinugdanan pa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I think I'm going to stop. And give you an opportunity to ask me some questions about this. If you have any questions about this, ask me. And if I can't answer you, I can't answer you. But if I can answer you, I'll try.